Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Wednesday. Kyle Brusten Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust, and I will start with this. I need anyone with positivity to inject it into this show. Kyle Wallace, to my right, Wisconsin backer, say something.
Listen, the fat lady ain't saying yet, so this thing ain't over. Ain't over.
You can make me smile, I can tell you that.
That's what I feel.
I know. I love it.
I'm worried, but this ain't over. It ain't done and over with. We still got some games left to play.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you should stop with where you started.
This potentially
then you started
five
dwindling
more games.
With your confidence.
We can win 4 or 5.
4 or 5? Oh, 4 of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Northman, longtime NFL punter, baseball Brad all of a sudden, goes to one game and is dead on about how the Brewers showed up yesterday night at American Family Field. Congratulations, Brad. You got what you wanted.
Yeah, I've never wanted to be more wrong than I was, but my fears came to light. I'm trying to figure out the baseball math equivalent to or this to help me feel a little bit better.
Well, I don't want I feel bad. Math.
I feel bad. I was hoping I'd be wrong. I was hoping it was a one-off.
You a lie.
Why would I root for that?
You have a smile. You're taking the satisfaction about being right.
Why
over
are you
the success
cheating
of the Brewers?
So bad?
He's cheating. He's like, I know ball.
Why would I want the Brewers to lose? Why wouldn't I want them to come out there and have the bats come alive?
I don't know. You tell us, Mr. Smiley.
These are some absurd allegations.
You sure didn't dispute when somebody said seam head Brad. You didn't say no. You said,
I wanted to be wrong.
I
but,
tried to tell him.
Even that, like, I wanted to be wrong.
I did want to be wrong.
I just wanted to be so wrong. But look, KBN Nation, I was so right about the Brewers.
I was right.
The pitching. Oh, look at you.
But I was.
You
but
danced
I didn't want
on the city, in the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin.
I get no joy out of it.
Stop smiling.
I'm not smiling.
What do you mean you're not smiling? You don't care. Look, you think people laugh, not smiling?
At no point during the game last night was I like, oh, I am so glad that the Brewers are cold as ice and that we're getting shelled by the Dodgers. At no point.
I know you said, I tried to tell them, honey. Let's see, I tried to tell you.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. I already appreciate the optimism coming that I see on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. List is more. We'll see if YouTube. I'm already seeing some more optimistic views. Already, we love you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that.
We love you too.
I need that. We need a lot of love.
We need a lot of hits. I don't care about no love. Get hits. Love don't always win.
Alex Strope is running the show. Kyle spitting facts early. Fat lady isn't singing, but the Brewers need hits.
Yeah. That's what somebody would say, love, when they don't care if the Brewers win or lose.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Let's leave Brad alone because it's going to consume him. He's going to feel like he needs to defend his honor for the next 3 hours, and I don't need all that. What I do want to know is the confidence level you have in seeing this team at American Family Field. You need to win 2 of 3 games in Los Angeles to see your Milwaukee Brewers back here playing baseball until it would then be 2026 for the next time if they don't win 2 of 3. So I'm interested in the poll question as well, El Strofe. Will we see the Milwaukee Brewers play baseball at American Family Field again this year? 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Speak your truths.
Yeah, we're going to see them. We're going to be back here for game 6.
How and why?
We're going to be back here for a game. How and why? Now, that is the interesting thing there. because how and why has a lot of hope, but also using the past that the Milwaukee Brewers, they are in a bad funk right now, in a bad stretch where they lost the last 4 or 5 games. They've had a 4-game stretch where they have only 14 hits.
How and why? That's a whole. So listen, that's why we're here. here. I know.
I get it. I understand. But what I'm saying is this, is that the Brewers are going to break out of this funk. Because what we saw yesterday is that this team, yes, a good pitcher, but more importantly, the Brewers are not the same baseball team that we saw throughout the season. The batting average is in the tank. They've only had 5 total hits so far in this series and scored 2 total runs. They're not getting on base. The approach isn't what it was during the season. So if the Milwaukee Brewers can go out to L.A., shake off what the hell they had, and get things going, I feel good. And guess what? The Brewers are one of the best teams, and I think the best team in baseball on the road. So I feel confident that Milwaukee Brewers are not going to go out to L.A.
They lost both games on the road in
Chicago. I understand that. We got to shake off this funk, okay? We can't hit right now. We're losing on the road. This is not the baseball team that we grew and we love throughout the season. So I feel good, and we should be optimistic about the fact that this Milwaukee Brewers team, they find a way when you don't believe in them, they'll boom, pop right out of it. And I think the Brewers are going to boom, pop right out of it.
800-990-3776. Let's go to Kay in Madison. Let's see what you got for us. You're on the Carbless Talk and Text Line with Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Kay.
So we have to stay positive. You are so right, Kyle. This team has been through so much adversity this year, and we have been through so much triumph, and we have equal parts of both, and we have to dig deep and make the triumph.
Yeah! Preach, Queen Kay. Preach!
Thank you for the call, Kay.
Queen Kay.
Well, excuse me, Queen Kay.
Put some respect on that woman's name.
800-990-3776. The goal now is to top Queen Kay. Can anybody top Queen Kay's optimism?
Just be optimistic. Listen,
we have to use what our eyeballs have shown us.
We said hope is not a strategy. How many times on this program? Give me real reasons why we're going to see a game 6 at AmFam Field.
Christian Yelich, there's no way. There's no way Christian Yelich.
Wait a minute. I know.
He lost right now. He's like damn Casper at these hotels around here. He's lost, okay? He can't see. He don't know what's going on. But he's still Christian Yelich. He was still our best hitter this year. There ain't no way that boy going out like that. He can't go out like that. I was told that he's like 0 for 18 his last
0 for 18. His last 17.
No way. He got to break out of it. He's from Cali, ain't he?
What does that have to do with anything?
He's going home. Feel
warm
good.
Up his back?
Something.
The roof's closed at American Family Field. The temperature's just fine inside.
Listen, I don't see our boys going out like this. This is not the baseball team that we grew and that we love. This is not the baseball team that was second in on-base percentage throughout the season. This is not the same baseball team that scored some of the most runs. I want to say third in runs in this season. Third in batting. This is not the team that we're seeing right now. Pitching-wise, they're good. The bats that we have not seen, that lack of activity on the base pass, that is not the team that we know. They're going to break out of this funk, and I trust Pat Murphy to get them going. They're going to get going out in L.A., fellas.
Yeah,
they'll be back.
I think this team actually does well back against the wall and underdog mentality, so I think they're really well-situated.
I did this yesterday, so I'm very scared. I'm now getting tweets about old takes exposed and all this because I was like, when in 2025 has this Pat Murphy-led team not come back from adversity? I wish I would have saved that speech for today.
No, that's right.
Well, I think an argument I would hear is a regression to the mean, right? The Brewers have been playing below their capabilities, not just for this series, but even into the Cubs series.
Since game three, absolutely.
It didn't look like them, and we have a huge sample size of 162 games, plus the first two of the NLDS, where you say that's who they are primarily. These teams over the last 5 games, this isn't the Brewers we know and love. So a regression back to the mean, to where like you can only underperform your baseline for so long. Now, that is an argument that I would hear. I think that's going to happen. I think they're going to get at least one game in LA. I'd be shocked, utterly shocked, if this was a sweep. I think they're going to get at least one game. My question is, 2 out of 3 is tough, because I'm thinking it's going to be Glasnow, Shohei pitching, and then probably back to Snell.
Oh, here comes baseball Brad.
Analytics serve me correctly, I'm just kidding, but like the Brewers are going to have to out-duel these incredibly pitching duels.
But
they also can't pitch this well. Like in perpetuity. Don't you say that. Regression's there, Glasnow
is a mean fella. The Brewers have been good against Glasnow, but when they beat him, I believe last time they faced him was a 2-0 victory.
My thing is, how can the Brewers have such regular season success against the Dodgers, but then be
stop,
so
stop, stop. in those six games, it was not the full Dodgers team. They were hurt at pitching. They were hurt in the lineup. It is not the team that the Brewers are facing right
now.
So
it was fake
the
news.
The Dodgers... It's not fake news. You can only play with who's in front of you and who's on the roster that you're playing. But the Dodgers are something like otherworldly since the end of the regular season. Like 27-8 or 27-6. Something like that, as I was on ESPN LA earlier and I heard that and I was like, I don't like that. And it's one of those things where it's like I'm trying to dig myself out of this hole, but if we're being honest with ourselves, Blake Snell and Yamamoto were unbelievable. But we can also address the fact that this Pat Murphy-led team all year long has faced unbelievable pitching at times and worked the Cy Young winner in Paul Skeens. Worked him, got four runs.
Playoffs is a little bit different.
Playoffs are different, but by no means. We literally saw history, Kyle, for the last two games. Blake Snell faced the minimum through eight innings before the ninth.
Last time that happened was
1954.
It's insane.
Yesterday, Yamamoto pitches a complete game. Yeah. The last time that happened in the playoffs was 2017 with Justin Verlander. When we're seeing this historic stuff, I did not expect, no matter how good that the Dodgers pitchers were playing, for this Pat Murphy-led team, the same manager who benched Joey Ortiz the same day after he hit a grand slam for his lack of plate discipline, to see 1-9 go completely away from who they've been the 162 games plus that we've seen this team play. That's why I'm feeling this certain way.
$350 million can buy you a team like this.
They're very good.
I agree.
they're better than I thought.
We know they're good, but this is also about what the Brewers aren't doing and what they are capable of doing at a better level than what we've seen in two games. I'm not saying if they had a couple better. I mean, they did yesterday hit a couple of hard balls at the outfield, but consistently they have not been able to put pressure on these pitchers. They are literally just... What's your favorite place where you feel the most stress free in your life? What's your happy place?
When I'm asleep.
When you're asleep, they were in their best dreams that they've ever had against the Milwaukee Brewers in the NLCS. If you make it to the NLCS, this can't happen. I don't care what your lineup is. It is unacceptable. And the credit goes to the pitchers. They've been unbelievable.
Dude, I think they've averaged, like, to combine, they might have averaged, 13 pitches per inning or something like that. It's ridiculous. They just...
It's up to the NL Central champions and the Pat Murphy-led team, whose approach has been work the count, get into the pitcher's mind, make them think about the base runners, make the fielders have pressure.
We got thrown out yesterday.
But that's the thing, though. I mean, we haven't...
Actually, he struck out, so it would have been a strikeout. It was a four-out inning for the Dodgers.
We've seen guys get hot, then get cold in the individual fashion, but we've never seen this team collectively get this cold. That's what's so astounding. Like, yes, we can talk about the stats of Christian Yelich and how unsatisfying his plate appearances have been. But from top down, I mean, I know Churio started off with the home run last night, and he's actually had a pretty good playoff so far. But generally speaking, the entire lineup going this cold is something we haven't seen all season. So it's either just a blip on the radar, or these guys are going to come back and do what they've done all season. So I can't believe that the pitching is so good and the Brewers are so bad that's going to continue on for the entirety of this series. I'm not particularly confident they're going to win, but I think it's going to come back to Milwaukee.
Do y'all realize?
I'm disappointed right now is Strofe.
Oh, well, because he's just silent.
I literally started the show by saying, like, I'm looking for somebody.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I need positivity.
Yeah,
he's Mr. Positivity.
No, I think
he's sitting back and letting us drown in his silence.
Is deafening.
We knew Strofe was so quick to jump off the bandwagon. We remember during like Game 3 of the Cubs series, he was like, "Oh, it's over. The game's over." What are you looking at me like that for? You definitely sat up there when we were doing the watch along, and you literally
said,
"Oh, the game's over."
The point. So my point is, I need Mr. Positivity when I'm asking for positivity.
He's a quitter.
Let him get to you.
Is definite.
It is.
What's going on right now?
I needed you, and now they're lashing out.
Clearly, apparently, it's my fault or something.
It's your fault from what I ask. You're Mr. Positive,
yeah,
and I
well,
need
well, hold
you.
On. Let's just break this down as simply as possible. We're Wisconsin sports fans, yes?
Well, oh, yeah. What if we do this on the other side? Because this seems like we're going to turn a page.
Oh, no, it's quick. It's quick. It's not a segment.
Needs more love. Get better every day.
It's not a segment. Yeah. It's quick.
Cliche.
We are Wisconsin
fortune
sports
cookie,
fans.
Fortune cookie.
Going out in four games is far too simple for heartbreak. It's far too simple.
He's talking about losing.
Yeah.
That's how I know we're screwed. Going out in four games is way too much.
We got to go out in six heartbreak. You know, we got to do it at home.
They're going to win all three in L.A.
Now you're just
It's anybody's ball game then when we come back to Amphitheater.
What do you mean anybody's ball game? We win all three, it should be us.
I've never heard Strofe so disingenuous in my life.
Thank you. We're going to win all three.
Brad, tell us about Carbless. Everyone be better.
I need a Carbless right now. I'm going to have to wait till 5:05 when the show is over. But boy, oh boy, I'm going to have a cold when I get home. Too much stress from this Brewers baseball team. But you know, last night I was enjoying it. Tomorrow night I'm going to be looking forward to it as well. Because it's the perfect teammate for when you're watching the Brewers, you're watching the green and gold. Maybe even you're trying to drown your sorrows with my alma mater. You got to go to Carbless. It's guilt-free experience. It's no carbs, no sugar, no gluten, just 100 calories per can. And that perfect level of carbonation, not so much. That's going to upset your stomach, but the perfect amount to quench that flavor. The margaritas, oh my goodness, they're so good. Fruit flavors. I had a Moscow Mule last night. It kind of went down the classic cocktail route, the mojito. So good. There's a flavor for everybody, so why wait? Go to your local grocer, pick one up, and enjoy a Carbless as you watch all the great sports going on, because this is more with Carbless.
Carbless talk and text line. Bruni chimes in. We all knew this would happen. You are lying to yourself and getting excited for nothing. Ben needs to relax back to reality. You know what I say to that? I feel this way because I know there's more inside them. If I didn't feel this way and I wasn't fired up, that would mean I'm dead. That would mean I feel the way I do about the Wisconsin Badger football team.
Oh, no.
And I don't. There's still more baseball to be played. It's been crap. But the reason why I'm drowning right now and looking for positivity is because I know there's more in there.
That's the best team in baseball,
baby. And I just want more people
baby.
To help dig us out together. So let's dig out together.
Yeah, dig out.
Dig
team
out.
On
grab
three.
A shovel.
One, two, three.
Team.
Oh, that really felt out. We're done.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
Student Athlete Support Fund is something I was looking at. I'm ultimately likely going to give to the College of Letters. I was in life.
Long week.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. DNAP.
When do you guys want the really, really bad nugget?
Oh. You and Nuggets. Is Nuggets his thing this week? He's talked a lot about Nuggets.
A lot of Nuggets.
Kind of been my thing.
Eat chicken nuggets still? As a grown man, is okay to eat chicken nuggets?
No.
Really?
I'm sure I'll get the dino soon for my daughter.
Ugh.
Get something.
I know some nuggets that are pretty good. Of course you do.
I'm sure she'll spit it out.
Some joints. There's fast food joints that are pretty solid.
There's some really good brands. No antibiotics inside of it. Yeah.
All right. We've reached the point of the show where I'm now annoyed by Brad and Kyle talking about.
Well, you talking about buying your daughter them dino nuggets? It's gonna poison that little girl.
Yeah, you started that.
Well, I did, but I you're right. It's my fault.
It is.
It actually is my fault because if I mention anything that's unhealthy, these two are gonna be like, "How you gonna do that?" Which is really hypocritical. From the guy who has carrots and celery and peppers that he dips in a whole
did you steal my
ranch. No. I got like 18 pens over here.
Kyle, we got to improve your dip game.
Oh, that's yours. My dip game?
Yeah.
No, I love the Chipotle ranch dip.
No. Enough food. No food.
Very
again,
healthy.
My fault. I brought up the dip.
You did.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. Now, there is something I'm holding in my hand.
Piece of paper that's laminated.
When we talk about the Milwaukee Brewers,
is it a nugget?
This is not a nugget.
Hungry now.
Brad, I'm not in the mood. I'm not in the mood.
This is Brad. We're about, right about everything.
Yeah, he's right about the Brewers. Like, this is about fixing the Brewers.
Okay, I'm all ears.
He was all concerned yesterday. Now he's like, oh well.
I was right about game two.
We're down 0-2.
I'm less stressed now.
For all Brewers talk, we've been telling you unconditionally relentless. Is presented by Neurospine Center of Wisconsin. Now, love the partner, but I want to read the top. Unconditionally relentless. I'm seeing a lot of tweets yesterday about feeling daunted. Not undaunted, daunted. Could someone describe the word unconditionally to me? It's like when you love someone unconditionally.
No matter what the circumstances.
It means no matter what, you are going to do it. Right now, we are not living unconditionally relentless. Everyone's quiet.
Was the nugget?
No, the nugget's different. This is just a talking point.
The nugget was the English language?
No, there is a nugget.
Can you define unconditional to me?
Unconditionally.
But how can
That's a six-syllable word. Good job, Ben.
How can we be unconditionally relentless when the conditions are causing the current Brewers to not be relentless themselves?
Wow. That boy is a poet.
Diana McGuanago, you're on the Carbos Talk and Text Line. You got some positivity?
Hey, Dirty D.
Yeah, let that little girl be a little girl. If she wants to eat dino nuggets, let her eat dino nuggets.
Hell yeah. Thank you.
Powerful.
I'm sorry.
Freedom of choice.
That was the phone call.
Hell yeah. My daughter likes the dino nuggets. Give her the damn dino nuggets.
Children don't have freedom of choice. It's my way or the highway. Until you get a job, I get to tell you what to do.
Until you get a job.
Yeah, hell yeah. The hell?
You guys are going to be very different styles.
What happens when your kid? No, this is good. What happens when your good just says, "I'm not eating that"?
Okay, well then I guess we're going to be hungry. All right.
So Kyle's already admitting to starving his children.
No.
Born on the air.
I can't force the food down their throat. So if they decide not to eat, that's a choice that they make. And when they wake up the next morning with a tummy ache, crying that I'm hungry, I'm going to say, "Well, you had an option
but
to eat."
You know, the breakdown doesn't come the next morning. It comes about 30 minutes later.
Yeah, what Kyle's failing to realize is, say said child doesn't eat the food, they are going to wake up in the middle
he's
of the
night also
because
giving,
they are hungry.
Yes.
And he's like, "Why are you up? I'm hungry.
You let me eat. You're going to go be hungry. It is what it is. There's starving kids in Africa who would love them dino nuggets."
As a fellow non-father, I think he is far overestimating rationality for children.
Watch out, will be born.
He thinks that children are like this mythical thing, like that they'll just do no, they have feel like they need to eat. They have feelings. They have emotions.
They're not robots.
And they're not fully formed. So like they're not logical.
I'm gonna tell the kid you're gonna go cry to your mama. I told you what to eat.
Better
hope and pray that she feeds you, and she will.
She'll give him the title.
I'm gonna get yelled at.
Kyle, are kids going to bed hungry?
Yeah. They chose not to eat. I gave them food. I worked hard to put this food on the table.
Your kids are going to be unconditionally relentless.
Yeah.
Due to starvation.
Well, at their own fault.
On the chat here, Alex T chimes in. I wonder if Alex was along for the Alex Strofe, Will Summers watch along on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Because I called in to the show. And I let it loose. I'm trying not to be the angry yeller that I know I can be, but I'm about to snap at any moment. So somebody, please help me not snap.
Why are you going to snap though, Ben?
Because
why are you going to snap?
Why?
Now?
Why?
The series is not over.
I understand that. But through two games, we're watching a bunch of crap.
Yeah, that's true.
Bunch of crap at American Family Field. It's full of people in the stands, and you're giving a half-assed effort. It's horrible. The at-bats are crap. You don't work the count. You're swinging on crap first pitches. The pitching has been great. There's no pressure on the pitchers. You basically are showing up to watch pitchers and the Brewers pitcher grind more than the Dodgers pitchers and watch your defense play. The amount of time that the Brewers spend at bat versus in the field is insufferable. This is an NLCS. This is not a wild card or a DS. This is a team that we know is capable of more than they're showing, and so to sit here and act like I'm okay, I'm not. Can they show it again in Game 3 on the road? Absolutely. But as I'm listening to Christian Yelich in his monotone answer at the locker room saying, "We got to be better, I got to be better," yeah, no crap, you're 0 for your last 17, you're hitting 18 million ground balls to the right side of the infield, and I'm sick of it.
Ben,
I'm sick of it.
I hear you, and you're exactly right.
Beal, if you're the leader telling everyone that you don't have to, everyone's got each other's back. It's going to be somebody this game, somebody that game. How about you? Since 2018, two RBIs in your first playoff series, then one after that. No, you've been hurt, but how about you give us something? Something.
Yeah,
not just a ground damn ball.
He hasn't had an RBI in the playoffs since 2018.
So
well,
I'm sorry.
And this is,
I'm glad
that's
I got
insane.
Off my
No, say that again, Kyle.
He has not had an RBI in the playoffs since 2018.
Very upset.
See, this is where, like, you have a manager in Pat Murphy that sets the tone and is the unquestioned leader of the team. But you got to have a couple of studs on the team that not only produce, but produce themselves like Christian Yelich needs to, but also is one that can be a voice that says, listen, your plate discipline needs to be better. I can't even get particularly mad at the pitching because 7 runs in 2 games for the Dodgers, even though there's hits and there's guys on bases, that's pretty darn good. The bats need to wake up and the plate discipline needs to occur. It's like these guys are trying to go up there and be heroes, but on the same side, they're trying to be heroes and swing at bad pitches, not work the count, not get these starting pitches fatigued, but they're also doing like these, they're not committing. There's like fear in their eyes. Fear I've never seen before.
This is the first time I've ever looked at the Brewers, and I don't see that relentlessness, the never retreat, like the look at you in the eye, and I may be outmatched, but it doesn't matter.
Dude.
They've had the fight. They say the, you know, it's not the size of the dog, it's fighting the dog.
It's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of fighting the dog.
And the fight has been there all year, but this is the first time I feel like they're staring at the starting pitcher, which has basically been 17 of the 18 innings that we've seen pitching from the Dodgers, and there's a look of fear. There's a look of a lack of confidence in their abilities to achieve what's possible.
I think what you're seeing is a team that how undaunted they want to be. It's still a team that is inexperienced in a sense of this is the first time they've made it in the play. Like, most of these guys have made it past whatever round it was, whether wild card, now NLDS to the NLCS. This is a lot of pressure, man. This is a big deal for a lot of these guys. And what you saw in Game 1 and Game 2 is you saw a pitcher who was an absolute dog in Game 1 do exactly what he always does, and a pitcher in Game 2 who pitched excellent, who's a really good pitcher. And you just saw the Brewers just weren't up to the task. The pressure got to this team.
Saying this team's just not ready?
From what I have seen, I'm going to be very honest. We've talked about this throughout, even before the season started. We didn't think in April or in March, I should say, that this team was going to win a World Series. We joked this summer about how Mark Antanasio talked about how this is going to be a fun summer. And me and Brad, like, well, we're going to have fun. Like, listen, they were more than a fun summer, but we all know that this team wasn't built to win a championship, but they performed. The way they perform put them in a position to win a championship. When you look at the teams like the Phillies and you look at the Dodgers, those teams are built to win championships. The Milwaukee Brewers have to play great baseball in order to get over this hump of this baseball team. And right now, you can just tell the moment is too big for them. They are kind of shrinking when they're going up against this great pitching. Meanwhile, the Dodgers are thriving because you're talking about the defending World Series champion. You're talking about an organization over the last decade that continues to find a way to go to the World Series, to go to the NLCS, but always be in the conversation. These are young guys in this lineup that haven't been here before. We're talking about Caleb Durbin. We're expecting him to do a lot. Guess what? Caleb Durbin is just a rookie. You're talking about a guy with Jake Bowers. Jake Bowers, he ain't nothing special. The guys that need to be Jackson Trudeau, the fact he's doing this is incredible. You need Christian Yelich and you need Contreras to step up because they are the only two guys that have some type of experience in the playoffs. And unfortunately, Christian Yelich is missing in action and William Contreras can't carry the team. Well, he hasn't done well the last 2 games, but he can't carry the team by himself if he even does carry the team.
We need anyone to bring a spark. Will we see the Brewers play baseball at American Family Field again this year? On the poll at Twitter at KBNESPN.
Where is it at?
33% of people say yes.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. We got some quitters. Boy, we got some bandwagon folks here in the
bandwagon.
State. How the hell all of a sudden? We just going to jump off? You're down 0-2. The series is not over.
All right, I think it's time for me to bring the nugget.
Bring that nugget.
What is the nugget? Is it
there's
good?
I'm not trying to justify how the 33% are saying yes and 67% are saying no, they won't be at American Family Field. But the numbers are the numbers. When you look at the last couple times, there's been like the now new 232 that you got going on here. Thank you, Strofe. Here we have to read it. In teams winning both Games 1 and 2 on the road, they have prevailed in the series 24 of 27 times. That is 89% of the time. So the 33% voting yes is still fair because it could be back at American Family Field and they still could have a shot. But 24 out of 27 times in this 2-3-2 format when the road team wins the first 2 games, 89% of the time they've won the series. So now this story would be even more incredible.
Yeah, I mean, the whole season has been incredible. Has it not been?
And I guess that's where my comments came from yesterday, is that if they can be the fourth team to come and do this and totally defy the odds, it will be a stunning turnaround because not only are they losing like what I felt you said yesterday, just it hasn't felt particularly close. I know the game one was close, and yesterday didn't really feel close. Just the game flow and performance and stats and trends, it just doesn't feel particularly close. So the Brewers need to reset. They need to go out to LA, back against the wall, major underdogs.
Yeah.
And they need, and this is where they perform well. So maybe there's a chance.
Listen, this is a team that won 14 games, 11 games, and 8 games in a season in a row. They can win.
We're recycling a lot of the
same
stuff.
What was that dismissive hand wave you just gave him?
He wanted to go to break.
Yeah. I'm running a little behind. I'm going to make sure that Kyle tells us about American Family Field because we just did mention only 33% think we're going to be back.
Well, we're going to be back at American Family Field. When you're back at American Family Field, you'll be reminded of the fact that they love, and we all love, American Family Insurance. And American Family Insurance, since 1927, have been committed to making life better with outstanding home and auto protection. Also, you're free to enjoy your dreams. So simply go to AmFam.com today and find yourself an agent near you, or you can get a home or auto quote, or you can bundle as well by going to AmFam.com. So with American Family Insurance, you know what it is. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Visit AmFam.com today to get an instant quote or find an agent near you.
Is the Wheel of Strofe going to make us feel better? Oh, great. That's what's next. Everyone buckle up.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
DKB, they get all my love, all my energy, and all my time. I'll be danged if GKB and Craig not going to allow me to take my half an hour boo-boo. If I need to do they need to allow me
That's
to do that.
That's your whole lunch break.
I don't even take a lunch break. I work during lunch.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
.800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Liss is more. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman with Alex Strofe running the show. Scott in Middleton, thanks for holding. You're on the Carbless Talk and Text Line with Kyle Brust and Nortman.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say the regular season is won by teams. Championships are won by superstars. The Dodgers have clearly cornered the market on superstars. Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, Snell, all the pitchers. They're just loaded, And while the Brewers had a fantastic year, an incredible year.
Hang on. It ain't over. I'm hearing your point, but don't talk about it past superstars. Tense.
All right. That's it. Guys, thanks a lot.
It's the truth. The truth is, yes, the Dodgers do spend 3x of the Brewers. They have the stars. A lot of things, the way the Brewers are constructed, have to go right for them to compete in the 7-game series. When you're not getting let's take a step back. When you have Freddie, who's your guy, who's only able to go 5 2/3, so to speak, or like 6 max.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing other guys mow down like with their hosses, 7-8 innings, as we saw 9 for the first time in the playoffs since 2017. It makes everything that much harder. That is a reality. It doesn't mean that it's not achievable. It doesn't mean that this team's going to quit. It doesn't mean they're going to stop scrapping. They have fight. Pat Murphy believes in what he's preached. But the reality is it is harder when you have Quinn Priester, who... even if he did start and Ashby didn't open, get you 4, get you 5. Abner Uribe, correct me if I'm wrong, has pitched 4 of the last 5 days. And so when you're throwing your guy, who's kind of become the guy since Miguel got hurt at the end of the year, in a spot of a high leverage 4 out of 5 days in game 2.
Doing multiple innings in one of them, too.
Yeah, 2 innings to close game 5, I believe. My overall point is it just makes everything that much harder. It's so much harder. The margin of error is so much thinner. And that's why when you're seeing the blueprint of getting to the Dodgers bullpen not happening, and then on the contrary, you're pushing yourself even further in the deep end, I don't remember if I said this in here. I'm pretty sure I did. I said I was confident about 5, nervous about 7. Not just about the Brewers, just about like the pitching situation.
And I think that's a good way to put it. But the reality is it's not impossible. It's not unprecedented for a lower budget team to go and beat a big budget team or make it to the World Series. There's plenty of history in the past, right? The Arizona Diamondbacks, they swept the LA Dodgers just 2 years ago when they still had a major payroll. So it's not impossible. However, this is exactly the opposite of what you need to be doing if you're the Milwaukee Brewers. You have to play above your capabilities. You have to hope that they kind of stumble a little bit, but you can't go in with any sort of fear in your eyes. Listen, I know the pitchers are great. I know Snell is great. I know Yamamoto is great. But you can't wait until the bullpen comes in, which is objectively worse than their starting pitchers. I get that. But it felt like in game one, the Brewers were like, oh, okay, here's our opening. Here's our opening. No, the opening is all game. Attack the pitchers, right? So it's possible. I will not, no matter how the series goes, I won't operate my Brewer fanhood with like extreme pessimism. I do still believe it's possible. But you just got to be so darn good to beat these other budget teams, and they're doing the exact opposite of that now.
800-990-3776. Andy, you're on Kyle Bruston-Ortman on the Carbless Talk and Text Line.
I think that this salary cap talk is so overblown because I think people don't realize that the Brewers just spend less because they choose to spend less. They only spend 40% of the revenue that is created annually, where other teams just spend more money. So this is an ownership decision to not spend more money. This isn't that they don't have the funds available. So if people are upset that some team has a $350 million payroll, that's because their management wants to spend that. We doesn't want to. We could easily be in the 220, 240 range.
Well,
but they don't want.
They would operate at a loss.
Yeah, the thing is,
these major markets
have these bigger contracts where it's just different, man. Like when you're in these major markets, you usually have deeper pocket owners. Like the owners of the damn Dodgers are rich. The owner of the damn Mets is rich as can be. Not saying our guy isn't rich as well, but the investments that come
and the money that you can make, some of these big markets. They have like their own networks.
This is loser talk. I'm jumping in. This is loser talk.
Who?
The callers? Talking about money. Loser talk is talking about money is loser talk.
I mean, it plays a role.
Save it for the offseason.
No,
I tend to agree. I feel like the last two callers have used the Brewers in a past tense that this series is over, and this show is not about that. It's about airing frustrations about what we've seen.
If they win this series, we're not going to be talking about money.
That's true.
No, you won't be. And we haven't been talking. Well, we did talk a little bit. Pat Murphy talked about the lack of investment earlier this year.
In the offseason?
He did bring that up, but his team was able to fight through it. And it just comes down to what Brad was talking about. The guys just have to hit, man. They just got to come together. They got to be more clutch because what they're doing right now is that the pitching isn't going to get any easier. Like, it's not. They're going to throw out hosses every time you go out there. So you can't, Otani's still waiting for you. So you're still going to have
a challenge. Gotta
bring it. So you got to be locked in. You got to bring it. And when you have a game like you had in game one, the Brewers have to capitalize. Bryce Turang has to come through with a hit in that moment because you got to scratch and claw, and anytime you get an opening like the Brewers did, you got to capitalize on it, and the Brewers were unable to do that game one. Now we're looking at ourselves being down 0-2, but I still have faith.
Fat lady ain't singing.
She sure ain't.
Which means I can tell you why at game six, if necessary, likely necessary, because we're on a positivity kick here after getting all the negativity out. You can go to Potawatomi Sportsbook before a postseason game, and if you need a ride to the game, well, hit two balls with one bat by hitching a ride on the Potawatomi Game Day Shuttle. Make any purchase in Sportsbook or a same-day sports bet, and you'll get a wristband and a seat on the shuttle. Shuttles begin approximately 2 hours before first pitch. Return shuttles run nonstop for 1 hour after the game. For more, visit Potawatomi.com. Bet above the rest. Josh in Kenosha, this isn't positive, you're out.
Okay, so positive. First one, the Brewers pitching has not been bad these first two games.
It hasn't been bad.
That's fair.
They threw Myers and Robert Gasser out there at the end because they were trying to eat innings.
Yep.
Because they basically were like, we know we need to save some horses for game three.
Second point is, until a team has four wins in that column, it ain't over.
I like that. I like that.
Still got five games to go.
Yep.
My third point about the salary cap.
No, no
I'm
salary
sure
cap.
I'm not sure positive or negative.
No.
But keep in mind, the Dodgers are deferring so much money.
Yes,
to
they are.
Avoid stuff. That's like cheating.
Mm-hmm. I would say, I would say,
the
Josh, it is a good point. The more bothersome part is the deferred money versus like, and it's interesting.
Well, Otani's contract is really, really
it's
deferred.
It's like $5 million, I think, out of the $500 million.
Yeah, he's gonna get like
he'll get a lot of money.
He's gonna get like what is that? Like seven digits for decades almost after he's done playing.
Them Otani babies gonna have a lot of money coming to him.
It's ridiculous.
Or are they?
That shouldn't be
or
fair.
Or are they, allegedly, if they get the same itch? You know what I'm talking about? Oh, Otani's got.
The accusation.
I wish he was guilty now, hell. He should have went right up the street from AFM Field.
Investigate Otani some
yeah.
more.
Yeah,
y'all need to check the cameras over there. See where he was at.
More next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
I've seen some of those jersey checks.
The NFL. You are a punter.
No, I haven't. I've seen them.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
What's love got to do? Got to do with it. What's love but a second-hand emotion?
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace,
what's
Brad Nortman.
Got to do,
Alex
got
Strofe
to do
is running the
it.
Show. Let's start the positivity train on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. Nick in Milwaukee, start the positivity.
Yep, I'm riding the positive train here, and I seem to remember a little team back in 1982 that lost the first two games of the American League Championship Series, and they only had five games.
Wow, and they
now
came
that's,
back and
that's,
swept. The
that's
last
a
game.
That's a mic drop right there.
It is a mic drop. That team had some future Hall of Famers on it.
They played. So I went to game one. Cool. Obviously, and like as part of like the playoff montage, you probably saw this too, Ben. You know they do the previous big moments or whatever, yep. And they showed the big moment of the Brewers beating the Angels, and the fans rushed the field, and like I'd never seen that footage before. It gave me chills. If this team ever does break through and go to the World Series, it's going to be ridiculous. It'd be ridiculous. That's all I got. I'd never seen that footage of County Stadium being like college students. Running out on the field, super cool.
Times have changed, and I'm hopeful that we can run on the field. But five games left, boys. Five games left. Let's be hopeful.
Five games left.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to
so
say
you can get to a game seven.
12 games left.
Ooh. Oh, I'm talking about five games left in this series. But you're right. You are absolutely
just
right.
Think too.
Maybe we should just say eight wins left.
Eight wins.
Eight
we start
wins.
The wins. Should we start counting down the wins?
Hey, you did that with the over/under for the season, right? We placed our cumulative bet.
Oh, that's a missed opportunity.
Very big missed opportunity. Very big. I hate when Brad does that.
Eight wins left.
Eight wins left. That's
eight
all.
Wins
all we got is eight.
Yeah, that's what it matters. Who cares how we get there? We just
only
get
needed
there.
11. We're down to eight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're right there. Mm-hmm. Almost a third of the way through.
Tell him, math man.
Yeah, math man.
Math man. Brad.
Sounds like a superhero they try to make in second grade.
Math man Brad. Yeah, I'm gonna teach you the multiplication tables. Ready, kids?
The power to multiply.
You know, in another universe, that might be Brad's career.
Math man.
Teaching mathematics to children.
I could see it coming in a cape. You gotta be careful with the rest of the dress code. In an elementary school setting, but can't do like a spandex.
Summer's off. I don't know why you could just sit in a cape and no one was thinking about anything else other than you with a cape on.
I still don't even know what you meant by
that. You probably can't come in like a tight spandex.
Well, you never know.
That'd be weird.
But Brett, well, it's Halloween time.
Not only tight spandex, yeah.
But like a superhero's
put some
costume
shorts
is,
on
is
over
tight
the tight
the whole
spandex,
way.
Dude.
Yeah, put some shorts
yeah,
on.
Brett,
yeah, yeah.
Brad like doesn't have teacher in him to me.
What superhero do you see wearing shorts?
That's a good point.
One that teaches the children.
That's great.
That's right. All these teachers are superheroes.
They are.
Because I couldn't do it. Teaching these kids every day.
You tried to do it.
I did.
Except you were teaching.
I was a substitute. So I
did you teach all grades as a substitute?
I sure did.
What was the worst grade?
First grade.
And what was your favorite?
Really?
First grade. Yeah, middle school was bad too. First grade. Oh, listen. I told y'all how I'm going to handle my child if they do not choose to eat the food that I worked hard to put on the table. Now imagine these first graders. All they did was tattletale. I literally told the kid, I said, "Stop, Mr. Teacher, Mr. Teacher, stop, hey, stop, 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 stop telling on each other. I don't care. I don't care." I told them that.
Dude, were you banned from teaching first grade?
Hell no. They said, "We like this young man. We're going to put you in the eighth grade. Are you free to do the eighth grade?" I said, "Sure, I can work with eighth grade kids." And then I said, "Never again."
What were the eighth graders?
Your middle school has to be the worst.
Listen, it was these twins. One of the twins was calm. The other one was crazy. The crazy one was calm until you pushed his button. I think I told the story. One time, I'm just sitting there, you know, letting the kids do what they want to do. All of a sudden, I see a desk fly across the room. I said, "Oh my gosh." I said, "What just happened?" That's a strong boy. Yeah, so, yeah. The previous teacher broke her foot in the classroom.
Broke her foot?
That's why she was going, these crazy ass kids.
Somebody broke her foot or she broke her foot?
I don't know. I feel, if my memory, so this is in 2014, so my memory serves me, or maybe 12, if my memory serves me right, something happened in the classroom, her foot got broken. That's why she was
Wait,
gone.
So you were like 22 years old doing this?
Yeah, substitute teacher. All you need is a bachelor's degree to sub.
Seriously, I could be a substitute teacher?
Yeah, man, the money was good too.
Back
in the day, I think I made like $135
dude,
the
kids a day.
I'm going to take a week off
the kids
and be a substitute teacher.
That would be so. I could see Strofe in sort of like the loose fitting shirt and tie. Hey, what's up, kids?
Today we're going to talk about history.
No, they're not.
One of our teachers chime in, Stevie on the Carbless Talking text line. Kyle is very accurate with that. First grade is tattletale town.
Oh.
I was teacher. I'm telling y'all know me. I react. And a 22-year-old Kyle was like, "Hey, stop. I don't care."
Who would be the best substitute teacher on KBN?
We all would get walked. Well, y'all would get walked over. I didn't get walked over. I snapped on kids.
Yeah, but that doesn't qualify you as a good teacher.
Bro, I think when you're the substitute teacher, your job is not to teach. Your job is to
survive.
Make sure that, yeah, exactly. Just keep the kids in the classroom.
I had some good substitute teachers growing up.
All right. In 2 minutes, we'll get to the fact that the Cardinals may not have Kyler Murray potentially, and it's another game for the Green Bay Packers in which it's hard not to like look at what they have in front of them and be like, all right, let's take advantage of this. Didn't do it for two games prior to the Bengals. You can say the tie is decent right now because it's got you in the second spot in the NFC currently. But if you can take advantage of some of these games and build a little cushion on the Lions and others, I like their chances. More next. 2 minutes.